I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, I gave Sway his first TV, man. He came over my crib in Newark, New Jersey. I was living in Newark, you know, doing beats for Jay and Beans and all them. I was getting a new TV, and I gave Sway his first TV. And really, I didn't really want to, like, even call to, like, even talk about the number seven list. I just want to tell everybody I gave Sway his first TV, and he need to remember that.
33 minutes into the hour, Sway in the Morning, Shade 4-5. Hold on, man, slow. Yo, man, I can't believe this dude actually brought that to surface. I cannot, but that's Kanye West. We're doing our hottest MCs in the game right now list.
Right.
Just for you guys to know, we start revealing our top 10. The MTV Brain Trust comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who work every single day. They write these stories for all of these artists.
Right.
We interview all of these artists. We find these artists
mm-hmm.
before they even emerge, before they even blow up.
Right.
And we help push culture forward and push their careers forward.
Sure.
And so we do this every year, and it's a bit controversial list, but it's based on a lot of criteria. It's just not like who's in your gut, who you feel like is the best.
And you don't vote, do you?
I don't vote. I created the lists. I created the whole concept. And I thought at the time it wouldn't be right for me to vote. For this very reason.
Okay.
What you're hearing Kanye say.
Yeah.
Because I've been so a part of a lot of different careers
sure.
with a lot of artists,
mm-hmm.
including Kanye,
mm-hmm.
that I know when I vote, people get really emotional about how I may feel because
right.
of the position I've been able to maintain is delicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but we got people who are staunch supporters of hip hop culture who do this every day. I know it's a lot of bloggers out there. I know it's a lot of sites out there. But when you talk about the likes of Nadeska Alexis or Ramon Dukes, who helped start this list with me, Shaheen Reed, who's
mm-hmm.
a member of Sway in the Morning,
mm-hmm.
Tuma Bassa, he started the list with us, Yomi Desilu,
right.
Sheila, Rob Markman. You know, it's a lot of people that really know and love the culture.
Right.
So this is how we came out. We averaged out everybody's list and made it one master list. People came up with their own idea who their top 10 is. We made it into one master list, and then we started debating.
Okay.
Now, not everybody on the table agree with every number of every artist.
Sure.
But when you average it out and you do the voting, this is where it comes. This is our list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is our list. That's why it's only people from MTV.
Right.
So at number 10, the Brain Trust had deducted that Meek Mill would be the number 10 MC. Had
okay.
a great year. Put out some mixtapes, put out some album. Number 9, which was very controversial, was Future.
Okay.
You know, people feel like, well, he's not a real MC. And, you know, some people may agree, but he's hot.
Okay.
Right now, he's hot.
2013 list.
2013, so
okay.
far. Number 8 was A$AP Rocky.
Okay.
He came with the ASAP movement, you know, made a big splash for himself. Long time since a Harlem guy got on top. Number 7 turned out to be Kanye West.
Ooh.
And what happened was, at first it was Big Sean, and then people voted, and they flipped it around. Now
oh.
Big Sean is number 6. Congratulations
oh, really?
To number
okay.
6, Big Sean.
Okay.
Now, it was revealed yesterday that our number 5, the top 5... is Drake.
Wow.
Based on the average, the voting, Drake didn't put an album, but he's been on a lot of hot
features.
A lot
of records, yeah.
Started from the bottom.
Now I'm here.
You know, he's one of the illest in the game right now.
Okay.
Style to style, Drake's one of the illest in the game.
Number 5.
Okay. Number 4. It has not been revealed yet, but I'm going to do this. The number 4 hottest MC in the game will be revealed today on Rapfix at 4 p.m. No, I'm just saying, today on Rapfix at 4 p.m., because of this Kanye rant, I'm going to reveal number 4 and number 3, hottest MC in the game, and we're going to have Lil' Kim come by the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on MTV Jams. If you don't have MTV Jams, go to rapfix.mtv.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lil' Kim is going to come on the show. We're going to commemorate the death of Notorious B.I.G.
March 9th, right? Coming
and,
up, yeah.
And Talib Kweli is coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be there as well, representing Brooklyn. And we're going to reveal the number 4 and the number 3 hottest MC in the game today on Rapfix. And you know what I'm going to do? Play that again. That Kanye thing?
I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, I gave Sway his first TV, man. He came over my crib in Newark, New Jersey. I was living in Newark, you know, doing beats for Jay and Beans and all them. I was getting a new TV, and I gave Sway his first TV. And really, I didn't really want to, like, even call to, like, even talk about the number seven list. I just want to tell everybody I gave Sway his first TV, and he need to remember that.
You ain't remember that?
38 minutes into that. I did remember that. Hold up. You know what I'm going to do? That very TV, today, I still have that TV he's talking about.
What?
Yeah. But it's a lot about this story that Kanye West did not reveal.
Oh.
There's more to the story, ladies and gentlemen. And I've typically, I don't bring stuff to the surface.
No, you don't.
I protect relationships.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to bring that very TV that Kanye West is talking about to Rap Fix.
Whoa.
And I'm going to sit it on a set and let that TV co-host the show with me.
Whoa.
And I'm going to tell the entire story of my first TV, courtesy of Kanye West.
Yeah.
4 p.m. Rap Fix on MTV Jams or rapfix.mtv.com. We're going to take your calls. 888-742-3345. This is Sway in the Morning, Shade 405. I'm going to tell the whole story, dog. I'm going to tell the whole story.